Okay, welcome to November 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are also one as well. Another reason why I do this show is for the men and women serving in the military. If you're serving or if you have ever served, thank you for your service. By the way, check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Because this is an interactive show, folks. And it's a lot more fun when you get involved. So let's get a dialogue going. Let me know what you think about today's episode. Agree or disagree? Why and why not? Stuff like that. I assemble this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California. Right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. And let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. We'll wish a happy birthday to Zachary Taylor. Plus, an airplane hijacker extorts 200 G's and then parachutes out of the plane into a hurricane. All right, so now let's do this. 1784. Happy birthday, Zachary, old Zach Taylor, number 12. Born in Orange County, Virginia in 1784, Taylor was a distant cousin of James Madison. He grew up in Kentucky and was raised on a plantation. In 1810, he married Margaret Smith, and they had 6 children together. A career officer in the Army, Zach Taylor fought in the War of 1812, the Second Seminole War in Florida in 1837 through 1840, and served as Brigadier General in the Mexican War. In fact, General Taylor was there when it started. President Polk had sent him and some of his troops to Texas, where there was a skirmish, leading to the deaths of several American troops, which in turn led to the war with Mexico. It is often believed that Polk sent them there to provoke the war in the first place. During the Mexican War, he won major victories in Buena Vista and Monterey. He was known as Old Rough and Ready, partly because of the way he dressed. See, his uniform was sloppy most of the time, and one soldier said he wore an oil cap, a dusty green coat, a frightful pair of trousers, and on horseback he looked like a toad. But mainly he got the nickname Rough and Ready because of his reputation for sharing the field of duty with the soldiers. In politics, he was a prominent but independent member of the Whig Party. Northerners liked him because of his success in being a huge war hero, and Southerners liked him because he owned about 100 slaves on his various plantations in Louisiana, Kentucky, and Mississippi. After the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the Mexican War in 1848, Taylor emerged as a leading candidate for the Whig Party, and in the presidential election, he barely defeated Democrat Lewis Cass and Free Soiler Martin Van Buren. This was the first time old Zach voted, and naturally he voted for himself. His explanation behind that was that he did not want to vote against any potential commanders, and also because since he moved so much being in the Army, he was technically not a resident in any state, thus could not register to vote. As president, even though he was a slave owner himself, Taylor was vehemently against the expansion of slavery into new territories. When this angered Southerners, President Taylor urged settlers in New Mexico and California to write their own state constitution and apply for statehood, directly predicting they would do so, banning slavery. However, he avoided other key slavery issues, angering the Northerners regarding the slave operations in Washington, D.C., as well as Southerners who wanted a stronger fugitive slave law. In 1850, things got heated when Southerners threatened to secede from the Union at a conference. Taylor threatened back that if that happened, he would personally lead the army to fight them. In fact, he said, people taken in rebellion against the Union would hang with less reluctance than he had hanged deserters and spies in Mexico, and he meant it. Meanwhile, inside the executive mansion, now called the White House, President Polk had other talents. He chewed tobacco and was a sure shot when spitting, and legend has it, he never missed the White House sawdust box when hawking a tobacco loogie. Whoa, TMI. President Taylor also coined the phrase First Lady, referring to Dolly Madison when she passed away at age 81. Other than that, there's really not much to old Rough and Ready Taylor's presidential term, since he only served 16 months in office before dying of a stomach-related illness. On the 4th of July of 1850, he had had a diet of raw vegetables, cherries, and milk, and became sick that day, and died 5 days later. Conspiracy theorists believed he was poisoned, but his body was exhumed in 1991, killing that theory, no pun intended. Rather, it was probably a heat stroke that killed him, combined with the germs in the milk he drank. He was 65 years old. On his deathbed, he told Margaret not to cry, saying, quote, "I have always done my duty. I am ready to die. My only regret is the friends I leave behind," unquote. And another great quote from Zachary Taylor, when Mexican General Santa Anna told him to surrender, he replied, "Tell him to go to hell." Happy birthday, Zachary. 1971. Hijacker parachutes out of a plane into a thunderstorm. This dude called himself D.B. Cooper, and he hijacked a Northwest Orient Airlines 727, extorted 200 G's, or over $1.5 million today, and jumped out of the plane right into a thunderstorm with winds blowing over 100 miles an hour. His body was never found. But in 1980, when an 8-year-old boy found some of the cash, the mystery deepened. It remains the only unsolved air piracy in American aviation history. And so that is your November 24th wrap-up on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, how would you rate Zachary Taylor's presidential legacy? Approve or disapprove? Or what about that hijacker D.B. Cooper? Does anyone else know whatever happened to him? So yeah, let me know. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode. I'll talk about the Little Bighorn Massacre, the ignition starter, the corn processor, the Great Appalachian Storm, and British troops finally leave New York. So don't miss that. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.